United Nations Special Envoy Ibrahim Gabari arrived in military-ruled Myanmar, also known as Burma, today for 5 days of talks to try to kick-start negotiations between the junta and detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The former Nigerian foreign minister is expected to meet Nobel Peace Laureate Suu Kyi, who's been under house arrest for the last 5 years. He's also expected to meet senior members of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party, which won a 1990 election only to be denied power by the military. Mark Farminer is the director of the Burma campaign in the UK. He says that hopes of a breakthrough in negotiations are low.
I'm afraid that no one on either in the United Nations or Burma's democracy movement are really hopeful that there'll be any kind of breakthrough. Gambari has visited Burma many times now, and in fact his visit will be the 37th time a UN envoy has visited Burma in the last 20 years, and there hasn't been a single political reform from the regime to show for any of it. So there's not really a positive feeling around this visit this time. He has been quite careful about saying what is on his agenda, because the last time he visited Burma, he was severely limited in who he was able to see. None of the senior generals were prepared to meet with him, and although he was able to see Aung San Suu Kyi and meet with some other people, the fact that the senior members of the regime refused to meet with him was very embarrassing, and so this time he's being much more careful. He's not saying that he's going to meet with Than Shwe, the dictator of Burma, or any other senior leaders, and that's because he doesn't know yet whether he will be allowed to, just because the regime don't take him seriously. They have managed to ignore the UN for 20 years, so they aren't showing much respect for him now.